Ektira EHK came into this week with a win on their shoulders over Fremont Mills. Coach Drew Buckholt was proud of the defensive physicality of his athletes and how they were locked into the game.
I was really happy with how we played defensively again. We were super physical. We only gave up one big play because they scored off of a kickoff return for one of their touchdowns. So I was really happy defensively again. I feel like we're super locked in. And, you know, these last two couple weeks we've been fully healthy. So I think that has helped us a lot on the defensive side as well. And offensively wise, I was pleased with. We put a couple drives together that were big drives. Cash had a couple big runs. He's a really explosive player. And he had a jump ball in the end zone. And it's always nice when you can throw it up to him and he can make a play.
Coach Buckholt mentioned Cash Amgarten as he had four carries for 67 yards and utilized his speed on the defensive end with 6.5 total tackles against Fremont Mills. Cash was an element of explosiveness the Spartans needed.
Teams always got to account for him because he's, you know, in most games is going to be the fastest guy on the field. And he's super long, rangy. He's just a tough guy to match up with when he's on the offensive side of the ball. And defensively-wise, it allows him to play. He doesn't have to be as, you know, in position as other people because he can make up a lot of ground with his speed.
Jamison Kilworth was in his second game back after his injury in week 4. He got back into his rhythm as he went a perfect 7-7 for 118 yards in the throwing game. Kilworth was even more successful on his feet as he rushed for 114 yards and earned a touchdown. He is getting back to being the player he was in week 3.
Yeah, well, like I said before, you know, we were kind of easing him back into the competition against Cam. And then we told him that this week against Fremont, we were going to set him loose. And we definitely did that. And he was super efficient, you know, going 7-for-7. His reads were good. He's getting better in that aspect, you know, every week with his reads and his throws. And I feel like the timing's getting there with Cash because, let's be honest, we kind of fell back on that when Cash was out and then Jamal was out. So we're just getting in that rhythm.
One other player that Coach Buckholt looked highly upon from last week was Alex Hansen. He has not only continued to remain consistent, but he also was the leading tackler in the Spartans' last game against Fremont Mills with 15.5 total tackles.
Well, Alex, defensively-wise, he's just super aggressive. He's very good at getting off blocks. He's very good at tackling in space. And the thing I love about him is he's always going to run to the football. A lot of those, he was just all-out effort. The ball was across the field from him, and he sprinted down, and we missed a couple tackles, and he was right there to clean it up. So his effort running to the football, it's really nice to have a player like that.
From Fremont Mills to East Mills this week, the Spartans are facing tough challenges as the season winds down. The East Mills Wolverines have over 800 yards in both the running and passing games. Ektira EHK will also have to get around Jackson Embry as he is one of their primary defenders with 60 total tackles this season.
Yeah, they're a very well-coached team. They always are. It's a very well-run program. And, you know, they've had a couple crucial injuries at quarterback, but those three back there now that are running the offense, number 12, number 18, and 33, those kids are very good. They jump out on tape. They're fast. They're physical. They run the ball real well. And so we're going to have to just be ready for a good physical game.
Ektira EHK hosts their last regular season home game in a district matchup against East Mills with a kickoff at 7 p.m. I'm Zach Collins reporting.